Directing his remarks towards Trump, Pence said, "The people of this country can be confident that under your leadership, we will continue to bring the full resources of the federal in coordination with our state and local partners." The White House declined to provide Newsweek a comment for this story. Trump explained the thought process behind the budget for U.S. coronavirus preparedness, saying the White House was willing to spend whatever's appropriate. "We started out by looking at certain things," Trump said. "We've been working with the Hill very carefully, very strongly, and I think we have good bipartisan spirit for money. We were asking for $2.5 billion, and we think that's a lot. But the Democrats, and I guess Senator Chuck Schumer, want us to have more than that, and normally in life I'd say, well, take it, we'll take it. If they want to give more, we'll do more. We're going to spend whatever's appropriate. Hopefully, we're not going to have to spend so much. We really think we've done a great job in keeping it down to a minimum." Senate Minority Leader Schumer released a proposal Wednesday asking for $8.5 billion in coronavirus emergency funding. "Congress must act swiftly to confront the threat of this global health crisis," Schumer said in a statement. "Americans need to know that their government is prepared to handle the situation before coronavirus spreads to our communities. Time is of the essence."